Hey, straight gun stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced this past week that applications for home heating assistance will be accepted throughout the state, administered by the New York State Office of Temporary and Disability Assistance. The Home Energy Assistance Program is making more than $338 million in federal funding available to help older adults and low- and middle-income New Yorkers heat their homes this winter. Eligible homeowners and renters may receive assistance of up to $726 per month, depending on income. Four may have a maximum gross income of $4,797 or annual gross income of $57,546 and still qualify for benefits. Applications are being accepted statewide at local departments of social services. Also, more information online at mybenefits.ny.gov. The Sharon Board of Selectmen have a special meeting at 1 p.m. at Sharon Town Hall. Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association has a wellness clinic in Cornwall at 10:30. At 5 p.m., water septic meeting at Town Hall. And also at 7 p.m., the Board of Selectmen meeting. Salisbury Board of Education meeting at 5:30 in the elementary school library. Salisbury Planning and Zoning Commission has their meeting at 6:30 at Town Hall in Kent. The Town of Kent Board of Finance meets second floor meeting room at 7 p.m. On Wednesday, Salisbury Affordable Housing Commission has a meeting at the Town Hall. In Cornwall, the Board of Education meets at the Cornwall Consolidated School Library. And on Wednesday, the Region 1 Board of Education ABC Committee meets at the Central Office. On Wednesday, the Salisbury-Sharon Resource Recovery Authority has a Transfer Station Building Committee meeting at Salisbury Town Hall at 5:30. And Dover, on Wednesday, has the special meeting of the Town Board at 6:30 at Town Hall. On Thursday, in Cornwall, the Board of Finance meets at Town Hall at 7 p.m. The Ancrum Town Board will hold a public hearing on the proposed final 2020 budget on Thursday at 6:45 at Ancrum Town Hall. North Canaan Recreation Commission meeting Thursday at 7 p.m. And the Pine Plains Town Board has their next meeting coming up on Thursday at 7 p.m. Town of Northeast Zoning Board of Appeals meeting on Thursday at 7:30. AIM Art Institute at Maplebrook is inviting you to a mixed media mixer, which is coming up at 6:30 till 8:30. More information, aimny.org. Coming up at 7 p.m. at Noble Horizons, the Housatonic Camera Club presents recent work by Philip Valshi, The Color of Koi. The Muddybrook Elementary School's PTO will present a free forum on a positive approach to resilient parenting featuring Maria C. Royce. That will be held on Wednesday at 5:30. Childcare and dinner will also be available for all participants at the MBE cafeteria located on Monument Valley Road in Great Barrington. How can this be happening in Northwest Connecticut? You can find out facts about prevention of child human trafficking and youth vulnerability presented by Ann Malis and Matt Ekstrand of the Susan B. Anthony Project on behalf of Human Anti-Trafficking Response Team. That'll be held Thursday, 6:30, room 133 at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. On Friday, it's the Holiday Craft and Vendor Fair at Salisbury Central School in the elementary school lobby. It runs Friday 4 until 7 p.m. It benefits the Extras program. That's where you can get some of your holiday shopping done. The Sharon Women's Club Bake and Wreath Sale will be held Saturday from 9 till 1 in front of the Sharon Pharmacy. There'll also be for sale butternut pear, Jerusalem artichoke, and tomato basil soup. Proceeds of the sale donated to the Sharon Community Foundation. It's an opportunity to obtain pies and soups for your Thanksgiving dinner and wreaths to begin your holiday decorating. Sheffield Kiwanis sponsoring a blood drive from 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. on Saturday, November 23rd at the TD Bank parking lot on Main Street in Great Barrington. And the Sheffield Pantry, non-perishable food, personal and health care items will be accepted to assist South County residents who are in need this holiday season. The Hillsdale United Methodist Church at the junction of Route 22 and 23 presenting their annual Thanksgiving bake sale on Saturday from 9 till 2, all proceeds benefiting the church's fuel fund. You're invited to come over and get a head start on your holiday shopping in neighboring Columbia County. The Copaic United Methodist Church will hold a Christmas sale on the 23rd from 10 until 2 in the parish house next to the church. Wreaths for sale, a pie and bake sale with free coffee and free mini muffins. You can have a snack while making the rounds at the various Christmas events. The Festival of Trees, the 12 days of Christmas, run November 23rd through December 7th, Saturday through Wednesday, 12 to 4, and Thursday and Friday, 12 to 6, at Noble Horizons in Salisbury. Of course, as always, there is free admission. The Housatonic Camera Club Holiday Photography Exhibit will be held this year at 350 Main Street in Lakeville, Connecticut, the second floor building across from the Boathouse Restaurant in Lakeville. More information at HousatonicCameraClub.com. The exhibit will be held Saturday evening, the 23rd, from 4 until 7 p.m. Sharon Historical Society and Museum will hold an author talk and book signing with Storin Ed Kirby on November 23rd from 5 till 7, 18 Main Street in Sharon. It'll be at 6 p.m. He'll sign copies of his latest book, The Making of the Iron Industrial Age. Books will be available at the event. Beethoven and Beyond comes up at the Sharon Playhouse on November 23rd, 5:30 cocktail hour, 6:30 performance. Enjoy the classical strains of Beethoven's variations from Handel's Judas Maccabeus Horatio and Schubert's Sonata in Minor and Chopin's Two Nocturnally Transcribed for Cello and Piano, featuring Navia Perlman on piano and Christine Lampreira on the cello. More information, SharonPlayhouse.org. Cornwall Association holding its trivia night on Saturday night at the Trinity Retreat Center on Lower River Road. Doors open at 6. It's a BYO dinner, and the game starts at 7. Teams of 6 are welcome. The cost, $5 per person. All funds raised go to the Cornwall Library. To register, email info@cornwallassociation.org. The Cheshire High School Marching Band presents a train show. The Cheshire High School Pain Show comes up on November 24th at the high school, South Main Street in Cheshire, in between 10 and 3. Meanwhile, it's the bicentennial commemoration of Christ Church Episcopal, 9 South Main Street in Sharon, on Sunday the 24th. A commemoration Eucharist will be held at 10:30 with Presiding Bishop, the Right Reverend E.N.T. Douglas, and assisting the Reverend Martha Tucker, officiating as they mark their 200th anniversary of the church's consecration. November 24th, 1819, a brunch reception will follow in the parish hall at noon with historic displays. Everybody is welcome to attend. Wreath-making workshop by Sweet Haven Farm. All supplies provided. Adults and youths welcome at the Center on Main in Falls Village on Sunday from 1 until 3 p.m. On Monday, there's a community Thanksgiving dinner being held at the Bitterman Center on Daisy Hill Road in Canaan, Connecticut. That will run from 2 until 4 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 28,036.22, the NASDAQ at 8549.94, and the S&P 500 at 3122.03. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast that'll come your way in just a few moments.